The Self-Esteem Companion by Glenn R. Scaraldi. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Self-Esteem Companion by Glenn R. Scaraldi is a comprehensive guide to understanding and improving self-esteem. The book provides an in-depth look at the causes of low self-esteem, how it affects our lives, and what we can do to improve it. It also offers practical advice on how to build healthy relationships with others, manage stress, and develop positive thinking habits. The book begins by exploring the concept of self-esteem and its importance in our lives. It explains that having good self-esteem means feeling worthy of respect from ourselves and others, being able to accept both successes and failures without judgment, believing that we are capable of achieving goals, feeling comfortable expressing emotions honestly, trusting our own decisions, taking responsibility for our actions, setting realistic expectations for ourselves, valuing diversity in people's opinions, beliefs, values, etc., respecting other people's boundaries while still maintaining personal integrity. Scaraldi then examines the various factors that contribute to low self-esteem, such as childhood experiences or trauma, negative messages from society or family members about one's worthiness or abilities, perfectionism or unrealistic expectations set upon oneself by parents or peers. He discusses ways these issues can be addressed through cognitive restructuring techniques like reframing thoughts into more positive ones, as well as mindfulness practices like meditation, which help us become aware of our feelings so they don't control us. In addition to discussing strategies for overcoming low self-esteem directly related to past experiences or current circumstances, such as developing assertiveness skills, Scaraldi also covers topics such as building healthy relationships with others, including romantic partners, based on mutual trust and respect rather than fear/neediness/coercion. He emphasizes the importance of learning how to express emotions authentically instead of bottling them up inside, which often leads to unhealthy coping mechanisms like substance abuse. Finally, he outlines steps readers can take towards creating a healthier lifestyle, including getting enough sleep each night, which helps regulate mood, eating nutritious foods regularly throughout the day, which boosts energy levels, exercising regularly, which releases endorphins, engaging in activities you enjoy doing, which increases happiness. Overall, the Self-Esteem Companion is an invaluable resource for anyone looking for guidance on improving their overall sense of well-being through cultivating greater acceptance and appreciation for themselves and those around them. Main ideas. Main idea number one. Understand the nature of self-esteem. Self-esteem is an important part of our overall mental health and well-being. It is a combination of our self-image, self-confidence, and self-respect. It is important to understand the nature of self-esteem in order to develop and maintain it. Main idea number two. Develop self-awareness. Self-awareness is the ability to recognize and understand our own thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. It is important to develop self-awareness in order to understand our strengths and weaknesses and to make positive changes in our lives. Main idea number three. Set goals. Setting goals is an important part of developing and maintaining self-esteem. Goals should be realistic and achievable, and should be based on our own values and beliefs. Main idea number four. Practice self-care. Self-care is the practice of taking care of our physical, mental, and emotional needs. It is important to practice self-care in order to maintain our self-esteem and overall well-being. Main idea number five. Develop positive thinking. Positive thinking is the practice of focusing on the positive aspects of our lives and avoiding negative thoughts and feelings. It is important to develop positive thinking in order to maintain our self-esteem. Main idea number 6. Develop self-acceptance. Self-acceptance is the practice of accepting ourselves for who we are, flaws and all. It is important to develop self-acceptance in order to maintain our self-esteem and overall well-being. Main idea number 7. Develop self-confidence. Self-confidence is the belief in our own abilities and worth. It is important to develop self-confidence in order to maintain our self-esteem and to achieve our goals. Main idea number 8. Develop self-respect. Self-respect is the practice of treating ourselves with respect and dignity. It is important to develop self-respect in order to maintain our self-esteem and overall well-being. Main idea number 9. Develop healthy relationships. Healthy relationships are based on mutual respect, trust, and understanding. It is important to develop healthy relationships in order to maintain our self-esteem and overall well-being. Main idea number 10. Develop assertiveness. Assertiveness is the practice of expressing our needs and opinions in a respectful and direct manner. It is important to develop assertiveness in order to maintain our self-esteem and to achieve our goals. Main idea number 11. Develop coping skills. Coping skills are strategies that we can use to manage stress and difficult emotions. It is important to develop coping skills in order to maintain our self-esteem and overall well-being. Main idea number 12. Develop problem-solving skills. Problem-solving skills are strategies that we can use to identify and solve problems. It is important to develop problem-solving skills in order to maintain our self-esteem and to achieve our goals. Main idea number 13. Develop resilience. Resilience is the ability to bounce back from difficult situations and to learn from our experiences. It is important to develop resilience in order to maintain our self-esteem and overall well-being. Main idea number 14. Develop self-compassion. Self-compassion is the practice of being kind and understanding towards ourselves. It is important to develop self-compassion in order to maintain our self-esteem and overall well-being. Main idea number 15. Develop mindfulness. Mindfulness is the practice of being present in the moment and paying attention to our thoughts and feelings without judgment. It is important to develop mindfulness in order to maintain our self-esteem and overall well-being. Main idea number 16. Develop gratitude. Gratitude is the practice of being thankful for the good things in our lives. It is important to develop gratitude in order to maintain our self-esteem and overall well-being. Main idea number 17. Develop optimism. Optimism is the practice of looking on the bright side of life and expecting the best. It is important to develop optimism in order to maintain our self-esteem and overall well-being. Main idea number 18. Develop self-motivation. Self-motivation is the practice of motivating ourselves to take action and achieve our goals. It is important to develop self-motivation in order to maintain our self-esteem and to achieve our goals. Main idea number 19. Develop self-discipline. Self-discipline is the practice of controlling our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors in order to achieve our goals. It is important to develop self-discipline in order to maintain our self-esteem and to achieve our goals. Main idea number 20. Develop a growth mindset. A growth mindset is the belief that we can learn and grow from our experiences. It is important to develop a growth mindset in order to maintain our self-esteem and to achieve our goals. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Self-esteem is a complex concept that involves our overall sense of self-worth and value. It is the result of how we perceive ourselves, both internally and externally. Self-esteem can be affected by many factors such as our upbringing, relationships with others, successes or failures in life, and even physical appearance. In order to understand the nature of self-esteem, it is important to recognize its components. Self-image refers to how we view ourselves on an internal level. This includes our beliefs about who we are as individuals and what kind of person we think we are. Self-confidence relates to how much faith or trust we have in ourselves. This includes believing in our abilities and feeling capable of achieving goals. Finally, self-respect reflects how much respect for oneself one has. This includes having a positive attitude towards oneself despite any flaws or weaknesses that may exist. All three components work together to form an individual's overall sense of self-worth. It is important to understand the nature of self-esteem so that it can be developed and maintained over time. This requires taking steps such as setting realistic goals for yourself, engaging in activities that make you feel good about yourself, surrounding yourself with supportive people who believe in you, learning from mistakes instead of dwelling on them, practicing positive affirmations regularly, being mindful about your thoughts and feelings towards yourself, and seeking professional help if needed. Main idea number 2. Developing self-awareness is an important step in personal growth and development. It involves understanding our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors, as well as how they interact with each other. Self-awareness helps us to identify our strengths and weaknesses so that we can make positive changes in our lives. It also allows us to recognize when we are feeling overwhelmed or stressed out so that we can take steps to manage these emotions. Self-awareness requires a certain level of introspection and reflection on ourselves. We must be willing to look at ourselves objectively without judgment or criticism. This means being honest about what we think, feel, and do, even if it's not something that makes us proud or comfortable. By doing this, we can gain insight into why certain things happen the way they do in our lives. In addition to gaining insight into ourselves through self-reflection, developing self-awareness also involves learning from others around us. We should pay attention to how people respond to different situations and observe their behavior patterns over time. This will help us better understand how different people react differently under various circumstances. Finally, developing self-awareness requires practice and patience. It doesn't happen overnight. As you become more aware of your own thoughts, feelings, and behaviors, you may find yourself making small changes here and there until eventually those changes become part of who you are. Main idea number 3. Setting goals is an essential part of developing and maintaining self-esteem. Goals should be realistic, achievable, and based on our own values and beliefs. When setting goals for ourselves, it's important to consider what we want to achieve in the short term as well as the long term. Short-term goals can help us stay motivated by providing a sense of accomplishment when they are achieved. Long-term goals provide direction and purpose that can help us stay focused on our overall objectives. When creating our goals, it's important to make sure that they are specific enough so that we know exactly what needs to be done in order to reach them. We should also set deadlines for ourselves so that we have something tangible to work towards. Additionally, breaking down larger tasks into smaller steps can make them more manageable and less overwhelming. Finally, once we have set our goals, it is important to review them regularly in order to ensure that they remain relevant and achievable. This will help keep us motivated while also allowing us the flexibility needed if circumstances change or new opportunities arise. Main idea number 4. Practicing self-care is essential for our overall well-being. It involves taking the time to nurture ourselves and prioritize our physical, mental, and emotional needs. Self-care can include activities such as getting enough sleep, eating healthy meals, exercising regularly, engaging in hobbies that bring us joy, spending quality time with friends and family members, meditating or practicing mindfulness techniques to reduce stress levels, setting boundaries with others when needed to protect our energy levels and emotions. Additionally, it is important to practice self-compassion by being kinder towards ourselves when we make mistakes or feel overwhelmed. Self-care also includes recognizing what triggers negative thoughts or feelings within us so that we can take steps to address them before they become overwhelming. This could involve seeking professional help if necessary or talking through issues with a trusted friend or family member. Practicing self-care helps us maintain a positive outlook on life, which in turn boosts our confidence and self-esteem. It is important to remember that everyone's definition of self-care will be different depending on their individual needs. However, it should always involve taking care of yourself first before attending to the needs of others. Taking regular breaks from work or other commitments can help ensure you are not overworking yourself while still achieving your goals. Main idea number 5. Developing positive thinking is an important part of maintaining our self-esteem. Positive thinking involves focusing on the good aspects of our lives and avoiding negative thoughts and feelings. It helps us to stay motivated, be more productive, and have a better outlook on life. When we focus on the positives in our lives, it can help us to feel more confident about ourselves and make better decisions. Positive thinking also helps us to manage stress by allowing us to take control of our emotions instead of letting them control us. We can use positive affirmations or mantras such as, "I am capable," or "I will succeed," to remind ourselves that we are strong enough to handle any situation that comes our way. Additionally, engaging in activities like yoga or meditation can help clear away negative thoughts and replace them with positive ones. Finally, developing positive relationships with others is another key component of cultivating positive thinking habits. Surrounding yourself with people who support you and encourage your growth can provide a much-needed boost when times get tough. Having someone there for you during difficult moments can give you the strength you need to keep going. Main idea number 6. Developing self-acceptance is a process that requires time and effort. It involves recognizing our strengths, weaknesses, and limitations without judgment or criticism. We must learn to accept ourselves as we are in the present moment, rather than striving for perfection or comparing ourselves to others. This can be done by focusing on our positive qualities and accomplishments while also acknowledging areas where we may need improvement. In order to develop self-acceptance, it is important to practice self-compassion. Self-compassion means being kind and understanding towards ourselves when faced with difficult situations or mistakes. Instead of beating ourselves up over our shortcomings, we should strive to forgive ourselves and move forward with grace. It is also helpful to engage in activities that bring us joy, such as spending time outdoors, reading a book, listening to music, etc. Doing things that make us happy can help boost our moods and remind us of all the wonderful things about life, including ourselves. Main idea number 7. Developing self-confidence is an important part of life. It helps us to feel good about ourselves and our abilities, and it gives us the courage to take risks and pursue our goals. Self-confidence can be developed through a variety of methods, such as positive affirmations, goal setting, visualization techniques, relaxation exercises, and physical activity. Positive affirmations are statements that we repeat to ourselves in order to build up our confidence. These statements should focus on what we want rather than what we don't want or fear. For example, "I am capable of achieving my goals," or "I have the power within me to succeed," are both positive affirmations that can help boost self-confidence. Goal setting is another way to develop self-confidence by helping us stay focused on what we want out of life. When setting goals for yourself, it is important to make sure they are realistic yet challenging enough so you will be motivated toward success. Visualization techniques involve picturing yourself succeeding at your goal in order to increase motivation and belief in your own capabilities. Relaxation exercises such as deep breathing or meditation can also help reduce stress levels, which often lead people into negative thinking patterns that undermine their confidence levels. Finally, engaging in physical activities like sports or exercise has been proven effective at boosting moods while increasing feelings of accomplishment. By utilizing these various methods, one can begin building their own personal foundation for developing strong self-confidence over time. Main idea number 8. Developing self-respect is an important part of living a healthy and fulfilling life. It involves recognizing our own worth, valuing ourselves, and treating ourselves with kindness and respect. Self-respect can be developed through positive affirmations, setting boundaries in relationships, taking care of our physical health, engaging in meaningful activities that bring us joy, and learning to forgive ourselves for mistakes. When we have strong self-respect, it helps us to make decisions that are best for us rather than what others may want or expect from us. We become more confident in our abilities and trust our instincts when making choices about how we live our lives. Having self-respect also allows us to accept criticism without feeling inferior or ashamed. Instead, we can use the feedback as an opportunity to learn and grow. Self-respect is something that needs to be nurtured over time. It requires practice, but the rewards are well worth it. When we develop a sense of self-worth, it gives us the strength to stand up for ourselves when needed while still being open-minded enough to listen respectfully when someone else has a different opinion. Main idea number 9. Developing healthy relationships is essential for our mental and emotional health. It involves understanding ourselves, respecting others, and being able to communicate effectively with those around us. Healthy relationships are based on mutual respect, trust, and understanding. We must be willing to listen to each other's needs and feelings without judgment or criticism. In order to develop healthy relationships, we need to learn how to express our thoughts and feelings in a respectful way. We should also strive for open communication where both parties feel comfortable expressing their opinions without fear of judgment or ridicule. Additionally, it is important that we take the time to get to know one another so that we can build strong connections. It is also important that we practice self-care when developing healthy relationships, as this will help us maintain our own self-esteem while allowing us the opportunity for growth within the relationship itself. Self-care includes taking care of our physical health by eating well, exercising regularly, getting enough sleep, etc., as well as engaging in activities that bring joy into our lives, such as hobbies or spending time with friends. Finally, it is important that we remember not all relationships are meant to last forever, but rather they serve an important purpose at a certain point in life. Therefore, it is okay if some come and go over time. Developing healthy relationships takes effort but can be incredibly rewarding when done correctly. Main idea number 10. Developing assertiveness is an important part of self-care. It involves learning to express our needs and opinions in a respectful and direct manner, without being aggressive or passive. Assertive communication allows us to maintain our self-esteem while also achieving our goals. When we are assertive, we communicate with respect for ourselves and others. We use I statements instead of blaming or accusing someone else, which helps us stay focused on the issue at hand rather than getting sidetracked by emotions. We also make sure that our words match our body language. If we say something confidently but then back away from it with nonverbal cues such as crossed arms or averted eyes, this can undermine the message. Assertiveness requires practice and patience. It may take time to learn how to be comfortable expressing ourselves in a direct way without feeling guilty or ashamed about it. However, once mastered, assertiveness can help us build better relationships with others as well as increase our confidence in all areas of life. Main idea number 11. Developing coping skills is an important part of maintaining our self-esteem and overall well-being. Coping skills are strategies that we can use to manage stress and difficult emotions. These strategies can include relaxation techniques, such as deep breathing or progressive muscle relaxation, cognitive restructuring, which involves challenging negative thoughts, problem-solving, communication skills, assertiveness training, time management techniques, physical activity or exercise, journaling or writing down your thoughts and feelings in a safe place. It is important to practice these coping skills regularly so that they become second nature when needed. It may also be helpful to have a list of coping strategies handy for times when you need them most. Additionally, it is beneficial to reach out for support from friends, family members, counselors, therapists, or other professionals if needed. By developing effective coping skills, we can better manage our stress levels and difficult emotions in order to maintain our self-esteem and overall well-being. Main idea number 12. Developing problem-solving skills is an important part of maintaining our self-esteem and achieving our goals. Problem-solving skills involve the ability to identify problems, analyze them, come up with solutions, and then implement those solutions. It requires us to think critically about a situation in order to find the best possible solution. The first step in developing problem-solving skills is to become aware of the problem at hand. This involves recognizing that there is a problem and understanding what it is. Once we have identified the issue, we can begin analyzing it by breaking it down into smaller parts so that we can better understand its components and how they interact with each other. We can also look for patterns or trends within the data that may help us gain insight into potential solutions. Once we have analyzed the issue thoroughly, we can start brainstorming potential solutions. During this process, it's important not to limit ourselves, Instead, try coming up with as many ideas as possible before narrowing them down based on feasibility or practicality. After selecting one or more viable options from our list of ideas, we must then plan out how these solutions will be implemented. Finally, once a plan has been created for implementing our chosen solutions, all that remains is execution. This means taking action on whatever steps are necessary in order to bring about change and solve the original problem at hand. By following these steps regularly when faced with any kind of challenge or obstacle in life, whether big or small, you will soon develop strong problem-solving skills which will serve you well throughout your life. Main idea number 13. Developing resilience is an important part of maintaining our self-esteem and overall well-being. Resilience is the ability to bounce back from difficult situations, learn from our experiences, and move forward with a positive attitude. It involves developing coping strategies that help us manage stress and adversity in healthy ways. Resilience can be developed through various activities such as mindfulness meditation, journaling, physical exercise, or talking to supportive friends or family members. We can also practice self-care by engaging in activities that bring us joy and relaxation, such as reading a book or taking a walk outdoors. Additionally, it's important to take time for ourselves each day to reflect on what we are grateful for. By building up our resilience over time, we become better equipped to handle life's challenges without feeling overwhelmed or defeated. This helps us maintain our mental health and emotional balance so that we can continue living life with purpose and passion. Main idea number 14. Developing self-compassion involves recognizing our own humanity and accepting that we are imperfect. It is important to remember that everyone makes mistakes, and it is okay to be kind to ourselves when we make them. We can practice self-compassion by talking kindly to ourselves, forgiving ourselves for our mistakes, and being mindful of how we feel in the moment. Self-compassion also involves understanding that suffering is a part of life. When faced with difficult situations or emotions, it can be helpful to remind ourselves that these experiences are shared by all people. This helps us recognize our common humanity and allows us to respond with kindness rather than judgment. Finally, developing self-compassion requires taking care of our physical needs as well as our emotional ones. Taking time out for relaxation activities such as yoga or meditation can help reduce stress levels and promote feelings of calmness and acceptance. Main idea number 15. Developing mindfulness is an important part of maintaining our self-esteem and overall well-being. Mindfulness involves being present in the moment, paying attention to our thoughts and feelings without judgment. It can help us become more aware of how we think, feel, and act in different situations. This awareness can lead to greater insight into ourselves and others, allowing us to make better decisions that are based on understanding rather than impulse or emotion. Mindfulness also helps us recognize when we're feeling overwhelmed or stressed out so that we can take steps to manage those emotions before they spiral out of control. By taking a few moments each day to practice mindful breathing or meditation techniques, we can learn how to stay calm even during difficult times. Additionally, practicing mindfulness regularly allows us to be more compassionate with ourselves as well as with others. Finally, developing mindfulness helps us appreciate the beauty in life's small moments, the sound of birds chirping outside our window, the warmth of sunshine on our skin, the smell of freshly brewed coffee, allowing us to savor these experiences instead of rushing through them. Main idea number 16. Developing gratitude is an important part of maintaining our self-esteem and overall well-being. It involves recognizing the good things in our lives, both big and small, and expressing appreciation for them. This can be done through simple acts such as writing down three things you are grateful for each day or taking time to appreciate a beautiful sunset. Gratitude also helps us to focus on the positive aspects of life rather than dwelling on negative experiences. When we take time to recognize what we have instead of focusing on what we don't have, it can help us feel more content with our lives. Additionally, being thankful for the people around us can strengthen relationships by showing that we value their presence in our lives. Finally, developing gratitude has been linked to improved physical health outcomes such as lower blood pressure and better sleep quality. Taking time out of your day to express thanks for all that you have can lead to greater feelings of happiness and satisfaction. Main idea number 17. Developing optimism is an important part of maintaining our self-esteem and overall well-being. It involves looking on the bright side of life, expecting the best, and having a positive outlook. Optimism can help us to stay motivated in difficult times, as it allows us to focus on potential solutions rather than dwelling on problems. It also helps us to remain hopeful for the future and encourages us to take risks that may lead to success. Optimism can be developed through various activities such as reading inspiring stories or quotes, engaging in positive self-talk, setting realistic goals for ourselves, practicing gratitude and mindfulness meditation, surrounding ourselves with supportive people who share our values and beliefs, taking time out for relaxation or leisure activities that bring joy into our lives. By developing optimism, we are able to create a more fulfilling life experience by focusing on what we have instead of what we lack. We become better equipped at dealing with challenges because we know that no matter how bad things seem right now, there will always be something good around the corner if we just keep believing in ourselves. Main idea number 18. Self-motivation is an essential skill for achieving success in life. It involves setting goals and taking action to reach them, even when it may be difficult or uncomfortable. Developing self-motivation requires a commitment to personal growth and development, as well as the ability to stay focused on our goals despite any obstacles that may arise. One way of developing self-motivation is by creating a positive environment for yourself. This can include surrounding yourself with supportive people who will encourage you and help keep you motivated. Additionally, having clear objectives and breaking down tasks into manageable chunks can make it easier to stay focused on your goal. It's also important to reward yourself along the way so that you feel encouraged and motivated throughout the process. Celebrating small successes helps build momentum towards larger accomplishments over time. Finally, don't forget to take care of yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually while working towards your goals. Taking breaks from work or engaging in activities that bring joy are all important components of maintaining motivation levels. Main idea number 19. Developing self-discipline is an important part of achieving our goals and maintaining our self-esteem. It involves controlling our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors in order to reach the desired outcome. Self-discipline requires us to be mindful of how we think, feel, and act in order to stay on track with what we want to accomplish. One way to develop self-discipline is by setting realistic goals for ourselves that are achievable within a certain time frame. This helps us focus on the task at hand without getting overwhelmed or discouraged by unrealistic expectations. Additionally, it's important to break down larger tasks into smaller steps so that they can be completed one step at a time rather than all at once. It's also helpful to create a plan for yourself that outlines when you will work on each task as well as any rewards or incentives you may give yourself along the way for completing them successfully. Having this plan in place can help keep you motivated and focused throughout your journey toward success. Finally, it's essential to practice self-care while developing self-discipline. Taking breaks from work or studying can help prevent burnout and allow us time for relaxation, which can ultimately lead us back onto the path of productivity with renewed energy. Main idea number 20. Developing a growth mindset is essential for personal development and success. It involves believing that we can learn from our experiences, no matter how difficult they may be. This means that instead of seeing failure as an end point, we view it as an opportunity to grow and improve. We recognize that mistakes are part of the learning process and use them to become better versions of ourselves. Having a growth mindset also helps us stay motivated when faced with challenges or setbacks. Instead of giving up, we look at these obstacles as opportunities to develop new skills or strategies. We understand that hard work pays off in the long run and strive to keep pushing forward even when things get tough. Finally, developing a growth mindset allows us to maintain our self-esteem by focusing on what we have achieved rather than dwelling on our failures or shortcomings. When faced with criticism or negative feedback, we take it constructively and use it as motivation for improvement. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.